Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. With summer beach season at hand, some are summoning the will to lose a few pounds to look their best in bathing suits. Let's look in the mirror with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, is it truly a surprise that Hawaii, with its beautiful beaches, ranks number one once again as the sveltest state in the union?
Well, I don't know if it's a surprise or not, but those are the facts. 19% of residents of our 50th state, Hawaii, are obese. By our measures, our Gallup Healthways measure every night asks people to tell us their height and their weight, and then we compute their BMIs, and then we look to see which ones would be classified as obese. The other states where residents are fairly svelte are out in the west or in the east: Colorado, Montana, California, Massachusetts, Idaho, South Dakota, and even New York State. Those are the states where we have significantly below average representation of residents who are not obese.
Now let's talk about body mass index in the tri-state region.
New Jersey, where, I work out of Princeton, is slightly below average. 26.2% of New Jersey residents can be classified as obese. That makes New Jersey the 16th state in the union, where one is the slimmest and 50th is the most obese. Pennsylvania, a little above average at 28.6. The average is about 27.7. And Delaware, about the same as Pennsylvania, with 28.5% obese.
Okay, we've tackled the top. The middle, take us to the bottom.
It's the South. We've always found that with a few Midwestern states thrown in. Why residents of the Southern states are more likely to be obese is a fascinating question, which we can't get into now. But if you're in Mississippi, you are much more likely to be obese. In fact, more likely to be obese than any other state in the union. 35.2% of Mississippi residents we classify as obese. And the other ones that are high on the scale are West Virginia, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Kentucky. You see the thread there. States in the South, again, for a variety of fascinating reasons, are the heaviest states in the union.
Frank, is there a correlation between obesity and self-reporting of well-being?
There is. We know certainly from all of our medical evidence that obesity is negatively correlated with health outcomes, not just heart disease, but a lot of other diseases as well. But when we look psychologically at American status, using our well-being index, as you mentioned, we find clear indications, even when we control for things like age and gender and so forth, that being obese is not good for you. Your sense of well-being in terms of finances even, your attachment to the community, social well-being, what we call purpose well-being, all of those things are lower if you are obese than if you are not obese.
Frank, let's turn to an even heftier chronic concern for Americans, the economy, and specifically consumer confidence. How is it trending?
Well, it's been trending down, and this is really fascinating because, of course, it dropped through the basement back in 08 and 09, and then we saw in our measure at Gallup of economic confidence and others like the Conference Board and the University of Michigan Reuters Index of Consumer Confidence and Sentiment, we saw them going up and going up and going up over the years, and they peaked in our measure in December and then January of this year, and we said, aha, this is good. Consumers are getting more confidence. The recovery is underway. But then suddenly, starting in February, the numbers started coming back down again, and they've dropped. If you look at it, it's like a mountain peak in January, and then consumer confidence starting to come back down again through just this week. We're not sure exactly why, but one thing that we've done here at Gallup, our analysts have correlated consumer confidence with the price of gasoline, and it's a very high correlation. Price of gasoline dropped to as low as $2.04 in February, and that was the height of our positive consumer confidence. Then the price of gasoline on average in the U.S. started to go up. Consumer confidence started to go down. So that may be a very significant factor. We call up Americans. How confident are you in the economy? They say, price of gas is going up. Not that confident.
Let me posit another factor in that mix. A New York Times CBS News poll out this week points to the strength of concerns over growing wealth and income inequality. Frank, are perceptions that the recovery is benefiting the rich more than the masses playing into this?
They could, but that really hasn't changed over time, and that's a real key there. We've talked about it before. When you ask Americans, should income and wealth be distributed more equally, Americans say yes, and we've had that in place for quite a time now. So I'm not sure that there's been any dramatic shift, say, since February, in those attitudes that would be correlated with the drop in consumer confidence.
Frank, many in the Philadelphia region are looking past summer in preparation for the 8th World Meeting of Families in September. Now, former Pennsylvania U.S. Senator and now presidential candidate Rick Santorum said this week that while as a good Catholic he admires Pope Francis, He doesn't admire his stance on climate change, which Santorum refers to as a controversial scientific theory. Do American Catholics at large embrace that descriptive?
You know, it's very fascinating because the Pope, Pope Francis, has in fact come out and said, for example, that climate change is man-made and that it is a moral issue. That's what Pope Francis has been talking about. And of course, good Catholic Santorum, as you point out, pushed back on that because he's a conservative and of course doesn't share necessarily the alarm that some of the liberals do on climate change issues. But when we look at Catholics nationwide, what do we find on climate change? Just at the average. American Catholics are no more likely to embrace concern about climate change or to say that it is man-made than the average Americans, nor are they less so. And by the way, that average is about 55% of Americans in our most recent polls say yes, climate change is a result of man-made activities rather than natural things that are happening in the environment.
Frank, as you use the descriptive conservative, do you have polling on attitudes among that bloc regarding climate change?
Oh, yes. There's no question about it. Climate change is a very politicized and ideological issue such that Americans who tell us they are Republican, they are conservative, are much less likely to be a number of things relating to climate change. They're less likely to be worried about it, less likely to think it's a significant problem, less likely to think that it is man-made, less likely to think that most scientists think that it is man-made, and so on and so forth. So yes, if Rick Santorum is a conservative and he's playing to a conservative base, which he will be in the Republican primaries, then he's, in terms of that, not religion, but in terms of his ideology, he's playing preaching to the choir, because conservatives are much less likely to be worried about global warming than others.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.